Novak Djokovic has secured a 19th Grand Slam singles tennis title after beating Stefanos Tsitsipas in the men's final of the French Open in Paris. The Serbian came from behind to beat his Greek opponent in five sets, clinching just his second title on the clay at Roland Garros. On Sunday, the unseeded Czech player, Barbara Krejcikova, claimed the women's crown in her maiden appearance at a Grand Slam final. Our tennis commentator is Dave Worsley, and he joins us now. Dave, that wasn't an easy match for Djokovic.
No, not at all. When you're down two sets to love and coming back against a player who was in pretty hot form, Tsitsipas, he's been playing very well. But what we can see here is Djokovic is just so calm. Even in between the breaks, for there was an injury break there, he stayed exactly still, almost meditating, waiting for Tsitsipas to come back on the court. Now, as you said, 19th Grand Slam, one behind Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal to be the best when it comes to winning these big titles.
Was there any point where it looked like Tsitsipas might be able to push on through and take the title?
Well, two sets to love up. He was looking very good there. But the problem is you have to play your best as a player, and Djokovic has to play perhaps a step down, and you have to can do that for five sets. And that's where Djokovic is so good, better than Nadal, as it happened in the semifinals of this tournament. Five sets, his body just keeps on going, whereas others may fade, as we saw from Tsitsipas after having that two sets to love lead. And he is just strong mentally and physically, and somehow it's too difficult to actually find a hole in his game.
That group of three, Nadal, Djokovic, Federer, have been at the top for such a long time. And Nadal and Federer now falling away, and Djokovic is going to equal them with Grand Slam titles and possibly overtake, do you think?
Well, I think at Wimbledon, the favourite has to be Novak Djokovic. He's won it before. He can win it. The courts, he doesn't mind grass that much. Federer likes playing grass, but the age is counting against him. He'll be turning 40 in August. You've got Nadal, a little bit older than Djokovic, not quite to the 40 age, but he's deep into the 30s. Djokovic himself is 34. Now, I really do think that Djokovic will overtake, will equal at Wimbledon in a couple of weeks and overtake perhaps at the US Open at the end of the year. He is going to go on to be called the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and I think he will actually take that title and get to 20 and onwards from there.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was our tennis commentator, Dave Worsley.